This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
Hey everybody, it's Stacy from Must Do Disney, and you are in the place to be, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Check it out.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 313 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. On this week's show, we're going to bring you a little bit of the sounds from the park, courtesy of Lisa. Before we get to that, let me let you know who's on the show with me tonight. Hey Jimmy, how's it going?
I am fantabulous.
I know. How can you not be? Both of us are about 2 days away from jumping on a plane and going to Walt Disney World.
Like less than like a day and a half.
So we're very psyched about that. And I guess kind of more the reason why this week's show is going to be a little bit of the sounds. What Lisa's been doing since she's been down in Florida has been doing these great live, I guess.
So ride along, I guess.
Which has been great because we're going to our Facebook friends and we're looking for everybody's input as far as what she's going to do. So it's probably been, I think, 3 weeks now that she's been doing it. And it's been going great.
Like you say, it's cool because she does a poll and she'll ask, you know, what are you looking for? Do you want to do a resort walkthrough? Do you want to do an attraction? Do you want to do a show? You know, and then she'll do it. And then once that one wins, she'll ask what park and then break it down between, you know, three or four or five attractions and our resorts. So we've done so far, I think we've done Carousel of Progress was the first one. Then we did a walkthrough of the Polynesian. And then just today, she tried to do Soarin' and kind of got messed up. So she did kind of a walkthrough of Epcot.
Right, which was actually kind of nice, too, because they have the tram working again, which I didn't know was such a big deal. But I understand it now, and the loop is there. So you get the ride in from the parking lot pretty well now. I don't know if it's both sides are done, but definitely the left side as you're approaching the park from the parking lot.
It's my understanding the whole entrance of that place is much different than it was just a few months ago.
Yeah, no, I can't wait to see how it is. I can't wait to see if it actually makes the traffic just a little bit better. However, the only thing I want to hear, are the buses any closer, the bus stops?
Bus stops have not moved.
Yeah, see, that doesn't help us at all.
You know, I was just thinking about that. You know, I enter Epcot through the International Gateway far more often than I do from the front of the park.
I got to say the opposite to that, but hopefully we'll see different. But we'll see. So what we're going to bring tonight was the Carousel of Progress that Jimmy mentioned, the first one Lisa did. And what it's going to – it'll start pretty much at the start, right at the beginning of the attraction. And then she'll take some time afterwards to speak a little bit. And you got to keep in mind, she's speaking live. So you'll hear some good, I guess, ideas about what – people are asking, and it's not that far off to understand what they're asking and talking about. So it's kind of a cool listen. But what's even better is that if you really like it, you got to check out the Facebook page and watch her live.
What's your feelings on Carousel of Progress?
I love it. I do it every time, at least once, if not twice.
Okay. I agree.
Yeah.
I know some people don't care for it. My friend Rudy over at Crazy for Disney does it. He can't stand it.
Yeah, no, I don't understand that whatsoever. If there's any attraction that has Walt's footprints, stamps, fingerprints, any type of Walt prints on it, it's Carousel Progress.
Well, you could say the same thing about It's a Small World, and Lisa can't stand it.
Sure, and it's just, you know, people's tastes in attractions. Although, I put aside some things for, you know, historical purposes. Although, Carousel Progress, not an issue.
I think it's I enjoy it every time. I enjoy riding. I enjoy sitting in the theater. I usually sit up right up front if I can. I'll sit in front row.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's one of the ones I like to try to do different areas in the seating because you can definitely find different things. And that's at this point what it is kind of Easter egg hunting. looking for extra stuff that you didn't see before.
Did you know there's a cat in every scene?
I think so. I'll have to double check it. I definitely know I've seen them in two of the scenes. I'll have to double check. I don't pay attention to all of them for this for the cat. Usually the dog takes your attention up.
Pretty cool. It's one of the things we learned on the Marcellina Magic Kingdom tour. I've done the Marcellina Magic Kingdom tour a few times, and each time I've done it, it ends at the Carousel of Progress.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to ride it, but you ride just you, your tour guide and your group, like you get your own room.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still in your ear telling you things about the attraction while riding the attraction.
I'd love to do that. That's excellent.
Yeah,
and Jimmy kind of touched on something else in that we're going to be down in Walt Disney World, as I mentioned. One of the things we're doing, both of us, for the first time, is the World Showcase Tour over at Epcot. So hopefully we get some great information from that we can pass on to everybody.
Very excited about that.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be Tuesday for us, which actually brings up another point. Check out our Facebook page next week because we'll be doing a bunch of different live shots from the park. We're going to be doing videos and posting it. Tuesday night show, I guess we're going to try to do that from the park, your live show.
Yeah, we're going to be doing, I don't know where we're going to do it from yet. It may be from a park. It's a little tough from the parks because we do it at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time, so most of the parks are closing at that time.
Well,
it may be from Disney Springs, it may be, but it's going to be somewhere from on location.
Right. So that should be fun. Also, if you happen to be in the area, not this weekend coming up, but the following weekend is the Disney Nerd Meets. Friday night, we have our half sample-thon over at Epcot, which I believe is November
8th.
And that starts at about, 5 o'clock, 5:30?
6 o'clock. We pushed it back an hour this year because the concert is pushed back and the park doesn't close till 10 because it's a weekend.
Okay, nice.
So we pushed it back a little bit, just pushed it back an hour later. So started a 6 o'clock start in Canada. So we'll be right out front in Canada. We'll have flags and, people will be wearing their Disney Nerds podcast t-shirts. So we shouldn't be too hard to find.
Awesome. And if you're available for Saturday, we're going to have our scavenger hunt over at the Magic Kingdom. It'll be our 6th annual. We're really looking forward to it this year. It's going to be a real challenging, fun hunt. We're actually going to be meeting up in the morning in a different location, which is kind of cool. We found out the little side street on Main Street might have been a little crowded with the tour going on right about the time we're getting ready for the scavenger hunt to meet, which, what time is that, Jimmy?
10 o'clock.
Right. So we're going to be meeting, believe it or not, in the train station on top, where there's really not a lot going on with the train shut down right now. Lisa's checked it out a couple different times for us, and the room seems available, and we're going to take advantage of that. So we will be meeting out. We will be meeting up at the train station upstairs. And don't worry, for our friends that do get to the neighborhood down a block on Main Street, we'll be sending you back.
Yep, for sure.
Okay, well, I tell you what, guys. I don't want to hold you up from this really, really cool Sounds from the Parks. It is Carousel Progress. I'm not going to hide that. And it's a very, very good show. Lisa does have some really good tips at the end of it about watching it or if you want to video it yourself. So pretty cool. Also, she talks about how not crowded the park was when she was there. And I want to think this was maybe about 2 weeks ago.
Two or three. Yeah. But, 2 weeks ago because today she did the Soarin' one and it was the third one. So mm-hmm. a week ago it was the Polly and 2 weeks ago it would have been Carousel of Progress. Yeah.
Right. And it's just amazing how empty it is. Okay, guys, again, if you like it, go over, check out our Facebook page, check out new ones coming out. Also check out the ones she's done. Even though Soarin' didn't work out too well, we still uploaded the video. So the video itself is still solid. It was just the interaction she had with uploading it to the internet at the time live. So we still can see what she saw.
Yep.
Okay, and without further ado, let's enter the attraction Carousel of Progress in progress.
I see what you did there.
AB the show, so we ask for your safety to please remain fully seated to its entirety. Thank you, and have a magical day.
Welcome to Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress. You're in for a real treat. The Carousel of Progress was Walt's own idea from beginning to end. He loved it. He introduced the show at the World's Fair in New York City in 1964, and it was an immediate smash hit. Millions of people came to see it. And since then, the Carousel of Progress has had more performances than any other stage show in the history of American theater. You know, Walt loved the idea of progress, and he loved the American family. And he himself was probably as American as anyone could possibly be. He thought it would be fun to watch the American family go through the 20th century, experiencing all the new wonders as they came. And he put them together in a show called Carousel of Progress, which we are now about to see. Although our Carousel family has experienced a few changes over the years, our show still revolves around the same theme, and that's progress. May the century begin.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow is just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's so sharp. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
Yeah, it looks like the Robins are getting ready to celebrate Valentine's Day today. What year is it? Oh, right around the turn of the century. Believe me, things couldn't be any better than they are today. Yes, sir, buildings are towering now as high as 20 stories. And moving pictures flicker up on a big screen. We have almost 8,000 automobiles in this country, and we can travel by train from New York to California in less than 7 days. And I even hear tell about two brothers in North Carolina who are working on some kind of flying contraption. It'll never work. Closer to home, we've now got gas lamps, a telephone, and the latest design in cast iron stoves. And that reservoir keeps 5 gallons of water hot and just 3 buckets of coal. Oh boy, it sure beats chopping wood. And isn't our new ice box a beauty? Look at that, holds 50 pounds of ice. Milk doesn't sour as quick as it used to. And our dog Rover here keeps the water in the drip pan from overflowing. It wasn't too long ago we had to carry water from a well. And thanks to progress, we've got a pump right here in the kitchen. Of course, we keep a bucket of water handy to prime it with. Yes, sir, we've got everything we need to make life easier. Say, Mother, I was reading about a fellow named Tom Edison who's working on an idea for snap-on electric lights.
Electric lights? No more kerosene, no more gas.
Sarah sure gets to the core of the apple.
But we do have this new wash day marvel. Now it takes me only 5 hours to do the wash. Imagine, it used to take 2 days.
Well, that's right, folks. Now Sarah has time for other things
like canning and cleaning the oven.
Yes, dear.
Well, ovens don't just clean themselves, you know.
I know, dear. And they probably never will.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got to get the laundry off the line before it starts raining cats and dogs.
Don't worry, Rover. She didn't mean real dogs. Besides, it's not going to rain today. My lumbago isn't acting up.
Stay out of trouble,
sir. Boy, look at it come down. All you have to do is put your wash on the line, right? Oh, well, the cistern was low anyway.
Wow, Wayne, look at that.
Now, James, I thought I told you to ask my permission before using my new stereoscope. It's not a toy, you know.
Ooh, la la. So that's the Norwegian doing
the hoochie-coochie,
eh, Dad?
Isn't she a knockout? She's the star of the new World's Fair in St. Louis, and you put that away before your mother finds it.
Aw, Dad.
You heard me. Well, we have one of those new talking machines. Now, that is something. It plays music right here in our home. Yes, Patricia?
Papa, all these people. I'm indecent.
Don't worry, Patricia. They're friends. That's our teenage daughter. She's getting ready to go to a Valentine's dance across town. on one of those new horseless trolleys.
I think it's very romantic you're taking Mother out for Valentine's dinner this evening.
Well, you know what kind of sport I am.
I only hope I have an evening as romantic as yours.
Now, you be home by 9 o'clock, daughter. You hear me? Oh, well, with all this talking, I've worked up quite a thirst. I think I'll take one of those newfangled trolleys down to the drugstore soda fountain and meet the boys for a cold sarsaparilla. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. We're drinking root beer now. Same kind of thing, different name. Well, that's progress for you. And speaking of progress, there's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow is just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away. Phew, boy, hottest 4th of July we've had in years. We've come a long way, though, since the turn of the century, over 20-some-odd years ago. You know that pilot fella, Charles Lindbergh? He's about to fly a single-wing airplane all the way across the Atlantic. He's never going to make it. And sports stadiums are springing up all over. And boy, nobody hits that old horse hide like that new fella Babe Ruth. Jazz music is the cat's meow. And there's been ads in the paper for months for a movie starring Al Jolson. And he's going to talk and sing. Oh, boy, I've got to see that. There goes Schwartz in his Huffmobile. He sure loves that horn. You know, in my new Essex, I've got an electric starter. Now I don't have to crank. We can travel from New York to Los Angeles by train in only 3 days. And we've got a house full of new electrical servants. Mr. Edison sure added life to our home. Whoa there, you blew a fuse. Crap, that's the third one this week. I buy fuses by the case. Uh-oh, and I've blown the whole neighborhood again. Easy, Rover. Jimmy, hurry up with that fuse.
Shucks! Every time he has company, he blows a fuse. And guess who always has to change it?
I heard that, young man. I heard that.
Oh, well, that's more like it. John, yours is the last costume I've got to finish before the parade starts.
Sarah's Ladies Club is responsible for our town's 4th of July celebration tonight. She's got us all roped into performing in their program.
And I decided we're going as George and Martha Washington, dear.
Oh, the father of our country. That's a role that really fits me. You know,
I'm so glad we installed an electric light fixture here on the porch, because it's just too darn hot to be sewing inside.
Yes, Sarah. You know, next year I'd like to go as Benedict Arnold.
Wait until you see what I've got planned for the fireworks show tonight.
Rover, don't interrupt while Sarah's interrupting.
And guess who volunteered to choose the music for the program?
I did, Pop. Listen to this.
Oh, that's a nice tune, Jimmy. You know, with our new Crosley radio set, we can get news and big-time entertainment from all over the country, even Pittsburgh.
We're starting to arrive downtown for a spectacular 4th of July parade and fireworks event tonight. Mayor Beaverfield tonight.
Oh, Patricia.
Yes, Father?
Better get a move on. The radio says folks are arriving downtown.
Do I really have to go? If my new boyfriend Theodore sees me in this, it'll scare him away.
Well, dear, if that happens, you'll always have that torch you can carry for him.
Oh, Father.
Calm down, Rover. I was only kidding. By the way, we have indoor plumbing now. Oh, boy, that's really great on cold nights, especially for our perennial house guest, old Uncle Orville. Uncle Orville's taken over the coolest spot in the house, of course, and he's rigged up a real clever contraption. He calls it air cooling.
Too bad he's not reading the Help Wanted ads.
No privacy at all around this place.
Sorry, Orville. You know, considering all the... Oh, coming, Martha, as I was saying. Considering all the conveniences we now have, I'll say that we're really on Easy Street these days. It just can't get any better. Just goes to show that there's a great big beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Our refrigerator holds more food and ice cubes. And thanks to our automatic dishwasher, I don't have to dry the dishes anymore after supper. Gives Rover and me more time to enjoy our evening stroll together. Later, boy. Oh, and here's something else that's new. I just heard a new term today on the radio. Fella says, we've got something now called the rat race. Did you ever hear that one? Sure describes my life. I'm involved in something now called commuting. I drive into the city for work all day and then turn right around and drive all the way back. And the highway is crowded with fellow rats doing the same thing.
That's what they call progress, dear.
Yeah, I guess she's right. But we do have television when it works. Gives you something to do after you come home. I kind of like it, you know? Guy named John Cameron Swayze gives us all the news. And then they have all this singing and dancing. A lot of fluff, but it's fun. You know, I predict the day when millions of people will learn Latin and Greek sitting in front of their TV sets.
Are you awake, dear? Give him a lift, you big lug.
Ah, yes, a new age of electronic civilization is upon us.
Hey, Dad, what do you think of my jack-o'-lantern?
Oh, boy, that's scary.
That's because I'm using my beautiful sister Patty's picture for a model.
Down, Rover. Jim, Rover appreciates your joke.
Now, you're always kidding poor Patty. She's certainly prettier than either of you.
Hear that? My daughter Patty is using that old exercise machine she rescued from the attic. It was all the rage in the 20s. Grandma, of course, had to have one. Didn't work then, doesn't work now. Consistent, at least. Makes a lot of noise and blows fuses.
As I was saying, Kat, I think college is really swell. You should give it a try.
Oh, Patty, are you going to the Halloween party today?
Oh, yes. And I'm probably going to lose a few more inches by then since I'm going with that dreamboat Wilfred.
Wilfred? What a smug!
He's coming as the headless horseman.
It fits.
Come on, Ben. That clodhopper Howard you're going with is no ratajack prize.
Oh, poor Howard. I wonder what they said about me when I was dating Sarah. You're lucky, Rover. You don't have to date. Well, we're caught up in the do-it-yourself craze these days. We're remodeling our basement in something called a rumpus room, and we're looking forward to a few rumpuses, I'll tell you, as long as they don't get out of hand.
John, this papering is getting out of hand. I could use a little help.
Now, Sarah, didn't I set up that clever automatic paint stirring machine for you?
Yes, John, you're a genius. Of course, this will ruin my food mixer. Not that you'd care.
Oh, good old Sarah. Always the last laugh. What happened, Sarah?
Oh, you and your progress. That paint mixer of yours just sloshed paint across my room. A room.
Now, how do you like that? I always say if you're going to be married, marry a girl with a sense of humor. Well, it's time to move on. Let's cheer up Sarah by singing our song. Come on, everybody.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow.
Shining at the end of every day.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow.
My best score yet?
Well, it was peaceful until Santa brought that new virtual reality space pilot game.
Your turn, Grandma. Let's switch the image over to the TV so the resident flying ace can show you how it works. Now, it's a little tricky. Just use your game glove to fly behind the other guy and blast him with your laser blaster.
Laser blaster? Well, I'll give it a try.
Take a look around, Grandma. You're in the ship.
It feels like I'm really there.
Okay, get ready. You're about to blast off.
Here goes nothing. Whoa.
All right, here he comes. Oh, you missed him.
Hey, everybody. I'm done programming our new voice activation system.
Now all our household items will do anything we tell them to do.
Great. Tell the refrigerator to bring me a root beer.
Well, it can't quite do that. But I'll show you something it can do. Tree lights 30% brighter.
Oh, that's no big deal. Anybody can do that voice-activated stuff. Watch this. Rover, beep.
John, the oven should respond to your voice commands now. Give it a try.
Oh, okay. Here goes. Temperature to 375.
There it is. 375.
Look at that. It even talks back.
Reminds me of certain people I know.
Yeah, right, Dad.
You gotta lose him, Grandma. Bank to the right.
Remember Dad's turkey last year?
Yeah, that thing really smoked up the place when it burned, didn't it?
We ended up microwaving frozen pizzas.
Well, no need to worry about the turkey this year. Not with an oven that will do anything your father tells it to do.
Oh, good shot.
Did you see that?
Dad, Grandma's up to 550 points.
Did you say 550? Hey, she's getting the hang of that thing.
I can't believe all the new gadgets they've got now. You know, in my day...
Oh, no. You're not going to tell us about the old days when you didn't even have a car phone.
Hey, Trish, for a while we didn't even have a house phone. Not to mention laser discs and high-def TV. Everything is automated today, including... Well, including that. Sorry, Orville. Anyway, you guys don't know how good you got it nowadays.
You know, my grandpa told me the very same thing when I was a kid.
Check that, you nincompoop!
Hey, check it out, Dad. Grandma's up to 975 points.
Wow, 975?
John, what's wrong with the oven?
What?
Anyone for pizza?
Oh, another Christmas turkey ruined.
Man, what a game. I really smoked those guys. Looks like I'm resident flying ace now.
Oh, best 2 out of 3, Grandma.
Later, kid. Boy, that was fun. What will they think of next?
Who knows? We've got a whole new century waiting for us out there.
Yeah, and maybe sometime in the new century, your father will learn how to talk to our oven.
Well, maybe by then ovens will read our minds. But hey, as long as we're all here and happy and together for the holidays, who cares if I burned our Christmas turkey?
I do. I'm starving.
Don't worry, Dad. Someday everything's going to be so automated, you won't ever have to cook another Christmas turkey again.
There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us on Walt Disney's Carousel of Progress. We hope you've enjoyed this tribute to the 1964 Carousel of Progress from the New York World's Fair. Please gather all of your personal belongings and exit through the doors located at the back of the theater. Have a great big beautiful day. And remember, tomorrow is just a dream away.
As we adjust from darkness to light. Welcome to Tomorrowland.
May I have your attention? Please remain seated.
22 days. So this was the start of a series where I set a poll in the group and asked them what park they wanted me to go to, and the answer was Magic Kingdom. And then I gave them everybody options last night as to what to live stream, and the answer was Carousel of Progress. So I hope you guys like this. It's like the Tomorrowland Transit Authority is stopped at the moment. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. This is something I'll probably try to do just about every week. If I can try to get over here for a day, but give you guys the option of what you want to see. Soon, Jimmy, soon. You will be here very soon. And really, you'll be stuck right up there very soon. Just waiting for you. So this will be available on the Facebook page, the Disney Nerds Podcast. If you're not following or liking the Disney Nerds Podcast, please... Yep, join the group and make sure that you follow and like the page.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory.